Blog Talk Radio.
Talk. My name is Jason McKean. This is a show about accessing your inner wizard and aligning yourself to the magic of creation and moving forward in your life. Welcome. Welcome. I have been absent for a couple episodes anyway of Wizard Talk. I've been on some other shows. I've been doing workshops. I've been out in the world. And I continue to be out in the world. I have a gathering in San Luis Obispo this weekend, this Sunday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it is a Power of Transformation workshop, a Tarot workshop. And I guess what makes them workshops is that it's hands-on, you know, the people that show up, the people in the group there. They're asked to do some of the reading. They're, you know, we're reading each other, and it doesn't, you know, matter the level that you're at of you know, being able to read the cards. It's about your connection with intuition, and you know, the purpose of the workshop itself is to be able to state who it is that you are becoming, who you feel that you are, and, you know, be in the energy of that and step forward, you know, to say it out loud, to let others know this as well, and to allow for it to be this launching of a new identity or a new person that you're becoming. And, you know, it's like the universe has ears. When we start to proclaim these things, it can start to create opportunities for us to step forward and you know, move forward. You know, the more that we resist and hold back, it's just like the longer the process is. And, you know, I believe that the universe is there to support us. You know, if we're looking to be someone different in the world, you know, step into another area of expertise, you know, then by all means, you know, start to move through that. You know, I'm a strong believer that it's always a process. You know, it's like we don't just instantly show up as that person, but, you know, we are you know, given either the gifts or the inclination to move in a certain direction. And when we allow ourselves, we get out of our own way and allow for that process to take place, it's like, you know, we can see the benefits of it. You know, most people, they ask about or say something like, you know, just move through it and you won't, you know, be afraid of it anymore. You know, you won't feel any fear towards that. And, you know, sometimes that's the case, but most of the time we're very afraid, you know, to move forward, you know, because it means change. And change is not always a happy change. You know, sometimes it can mean that we, you know, move away from a location or move away from others, you know, friends or even family. And, you know, that can, you know, fill us with a lot of anxiety. It can be something that we try to keep at arm's length. You know, it's like, no, I don't want that. I need to become who I'm becoming, but I don't want to be in a place of pain over it. And that's just a part of it. You know, it can be a part of it. And, you I like to say that, a little bit of fear, it can help motivate us. Too much can paralyze us. So, we work to minimize the fear so that we don't get in our way along the path forward. And I guess that's the workshop I'm doing in San Luis Obispo. And that's going to be at Unique Selections. That's the name of the store, is Unique Selections. And that's off of Higuera Street or Avenue or Boulevard. I know it's one of the main drags there in San Luis Obispo. And the owner there, the community, is really quite wonderful. And I can't wait to be a part of that experience. So that's April 14th from 7 to 9, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And at Unique Selections. And it's the Power of Transformation workshop. I've been over at the what's the name of the store? Healing Oak Crystals. I've been doing workshops, meditations, mostly meditations there, and those have been going really well. And the in the back room there of Healing Oak Crystals, it's there in Simi Valley off of Eileen. They have a room back there that has selenite, the crystal selenite, hanging from the ceiling and in large quantities. There's the it's there in the floorboards. It's just, it's everywhere. And selenite is a very just kind of clearing crystal. You know, the energy from it. A lot of readers will use it because they don't want to like take on any negative energy that a querent or a client has. And so there's so much selenite back there. It makes me high. And I think it does for a number of the people who are taking are doing the meditation. I think it just like, I mean, I'm like, I'm just buzzing afterwards, because it's all of that selenite, and I'm sitting right underneath it there. So it's pretty cool. It's I have another meditation coming up in May, and that's going to be May 11th, and they're usually on a Saturday from 3 to 5, and this next one will be a meditation on well-being. So we'll look to cleanse our emotional, spiritual, mental, and physical bodies there within us, and charge them up, and then send you on your way. You know, I've been doing the meditations about releasing fear and, you know, all that good stuff, you know, clearing ourselves of negative energy. And you know, now it's time for a meditation that's just a recharging one that's has to do with well-being. So come to that. Healing Oak Crystals in Simi Valley. And of course, any of this can be found on my website at jasondmckean.com, jasondmckean.com. What else is cooking? I'll be in Oakland on the 21st. Is it the 21st or the 20th? Now I'm confused. You have me confused now. It's a Saturday because I think the 21st is Easter, and so I believe it's the 20th. And from 7 to 9, we'll do a Cultivating the Unknown workshop, and those are a lot of fun too, because sometimes I don't even know what's going to go on with that. You know, it's part of the fear process is not knowing. And if we're in a place of where that brings us anxiety to not know, then, you know, we need to recognize that within ourselves. And a lot of life, right, is where, you know, we don't know what's going to take place. but we allow for our own spirit, our own heart, to have their voice activated, to have let those centers have their say, so that we're not just depending on our head to see kind of what's ahead for us, and also to make all the decisions for us. It's like the more that we align within ourselves, it's like the more fulfilled, the happier that we can be as people. And I feel that the workshops are just about being in a place where if you're not familiar with the setting, if you don't know the people who are surrounding you and all, it's like kind of easing into it. And most experiences, if we have no idea what's going to happen, it's like gradually over time we start to recognize patterns and just start to get comfortable with it, or uncomfortable if those patterns. But sometimes that can be a known thing, and the more I kind of keep it everyone on their toes, about a process or whatever, where it's like, we're not sitting there just trying to figure out what's going to come next. It's not like an escape room where one has to, keep looking at the clues and searching for things to make it stop, right? It's about how we let things start within ourselves, experiences, and who it is that we are, who that person is that shows up for experiences that we don't know, the outcome of. So there are experiences. And again, with that one, it's like kind of up in the air for me as well. And, a lot of what will inform me is who shows up. The amount of people, the quality of people that show up, and that's exciting for me. It really is, and it's at one point in my life, that would have brought a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety. Going, what the hell am I doing? It's like, but with the tarot, the tarot is this modality that has a lot of unknown quantities to it. And it's kind of like preparing people to be in that unknown realm and thrive in it rather than resist it. So that's going to be in Oakland at Raven's Wing Magical Company. It's funny, I talked about all of that and I didn't even say it where it's going to be. Raven's Wing Magical Company in Oakland. I think it's pretty close to Merritt Lake there. So there's space for only 10 people. So that's something that one has to make a decision about. And it's like $20 to go. So it's like watching a movie there, but it's an experience. And anyone who is a reader, or is not a reader, if they're just intuitive, but they kind of want to get past, being in a fearful place, or just want to have a very in the present kind of experience with like-minded folks, then please join us for that. Lastly. I'll be having a couple other classes in the Green Man in North Hollywood, which I've done a couple now already this past month, and really wonderful time. I had one that was navigating the dark cards. Navigating the dark cards. All those lovely cards like Death and the Tower and the Ten of Swords. And these cards, they strike fear in our heart when we pull them, but it's about how we can you know, see the challenge that arises within us to, you know, meet our destiny full on, you know, where we kind of just get past any obstacles that are in our way, and keep moving forward, you know. And okay, this is the last one. Vegas, Las Vegas. I'll be in Las Vegas on May 4th. May the 4th be with you. That Saturday from 2 to 4 at Enchanted Forest Reiki. I'm usually at Enchanted Cottage in Bakersfield, which is like there's a mystic fair there on the 18th of May. See, it just doesn't stop. It's just like I've committed to a lot of appearances and workshops, and I'm having a really great time. You know, it's because it's about meeting new people, you know, fresh faces, fresh voices, you know, and everyone has their own way of seeing things, their own viewpoint, and you know, I'm learning just as much as hopefully they are about the tarot. All right, that's it. No more like appearances and all that. You can just go to my website, jasondmckean.com. The topic that came to me, and it kind of came to me, I think it's been percolating within me, and it's almost like it needs like a whole workshop, you know, by itself. You know, maybe I'll use it for that. But looking, you know, when we read, and again, when, you know, most people come to see a tarot reader, they're in a place of pain, they're in a place of questioning their path forward, and it's a very intense place. You know, can be incredibly intense. And so that phrase of looking for that which is helpful or that which is hopeful, you know, that comes to mind. And granted, you know, that reflects the type of reader that I am. You know, I look for the healing aspects of, you know, in the meanings of the cards, because I want people to be able to see their situation clearly and to do their part to move through it, to get past a situation. If it is, you know, dogging them, if it is, you know, bringing them anxiety and fear, you know, I want them to be able to have the tools to get through it. And the cards can be incredibly wise, shall we say, in spotting their situation and also offering some ways forward, you know, and sometimes that's work that we do on our part. You know, if it's relationships, sometimes we need to see when we're being closed off, when we're not being fully open and expressing our heart, or if we're holding back and details, you know, holding secrets within ourselves. You know, it's like if one is looking to really make it to the next level in a relationship, it's like all of that needs to be looked at and, you know, see, you know, one can start letting go of and how they can start opening up and all that good stuff. So looking at that which is helpful or hopeful, I thought I would just do a few examples here from my own life and go from there. But let's look at relationships. Let's look at you know, my primary relationship. You know, it's like I'm married for 20 years, and All relationships, they have their areas of where communication can be better, where the physical, the expression of love can be better. Let's see what comes up here. Interesting, because the pentacles are coming up, and the pentacles, they represent wealth. They represent manifestation. They represent how it is that we can sustain ourselves in our daily world. It's like if one is able to be paid for what it is that they love to do, then it's like that's a blessing when it's like a one is working at a career as opposed to a job, where a job may just be where you show up 9 to 5, but you can't wait to get out. When 5 o'clock, when the whistle blows, it's like yabba dabba do, I'm out of here. And a career is a little bit more like, oh my God, the whistle blew. It's like I was so invested in what I was doing. I'm just going to take some of this home so I can keep working on it. It's like it's at our core, and it's like we love doing it. What comes up when I say like the Pentacles? There's the Seven of Pentacles, the Strength card, and the Four of Pentacles. And within my relationship, within a lot of relationships, it's the ability to make money, to be able to sustain the environment in which you live in, basically to pay the bills, right? And the Seven of Pentacles, that's a card of patience. It's a card of where we've planted seeds, and those seeds are they're still in process of bearing fruit, and moving towards the Four of Pentacles. That is a card of being in a more sustained area. It's like the fours are about stability, where one is able to make ends meet. And I feel that I'm seeing like a movement here. And it's like the strength card, that is that card of courage, of just kind of moving through any fear, anxiety, while one is waiting for an endeavor to take off, to bear fruit while the plant is still like just gathering and growing and getting in the soil and just securing itself, taking root. It's like it when it's not ready to fully start bearing fruit. It's like there can be a lot of anxiousness. It's like, when is this thing going to take off? When is this thing going to bear fruit? And as far as my own career as a tarot reader, as a workshop person, it's like I started out at reading tarot, and then it's like has branched off. And I feel that the more that I keep branching off, all these radio shows that I do, various appearances, that it is more financially stable. And I think that these what these cards indicate, and I'm just putting it out there, right? It's like it's the progress of it is where the patience, where it pays off, and that it is like more and more stable down the road. And so, you know, in those areas of like, you know, between me and my mate, right? It's like there can be, you know, a lot of discussions about, you know, money and just being able to make sure that you know, one is living a standard of life that one feels deserving of, worthy of, and being able to, you know, just make sure that they're being productive. And you know, I feel that it's important to do what it is that you love to do. Because when one does that, there's like a lot of fire, there's a lot of recharging within oneself. You know, there's nothing worse than going to a job that you hate. For me anyway, it's like that is like I'll use the words a living death. Certainly, you know, one makes sacrifices and all, and that is that's a thing. But I do see, you know, again, kind of reading the cards in a way of it being like just pinpointing and also being helpful and hopeful. It's like, you know, it's like that Four of Pentacles down the road. It shows where one's effort has paid off, and one is in a stable place. All right, well let's look at career then. And again, looking in a place that is you know, a way of looking at it that's helpful to look at it and you know, it adds hope to the situation. Let's look at career. All right, and again, I'm reading for myself here. Oh boy. Did I mention that I trust the process, you know, of the tarot? It's like I put my neck on the line a lot with it, but I trust the process, and that's kind of what I like teaching too, is that ability to you know, trust the universe that, you know, it has your back. And what's really interesting, again, with looking at career, it's like the three cards that come up. Five of Cups, King of Cups, and the Ace of Wands. And for me, you know, the Five of Cups there, it's like the person who is surrounded by five cups. Three have tipped over and the contents have spilled out, but two are standing. But there can be a tendency to focus on the ones that have tipped over, and those are representative of people, situations, opportunities, you know, anything that we get invested in that may not pan out for us. And you know, do we fixate on that, or do we look to see, you know, what's still working, what is has been a you know, what we can count on. You know, it's like usually, like, human nature is to focus on like a person who's gotten away or an opportunity that has you know, not panned out, you know, didn't bear fruit for us, but we're still like locked in on it. And you know, wake up and it's like, well, why didn't it? And it's like, I need that particular thing, you know, to work. You know, it can be a fixation within us, right? And I feel that card is one of letting go. And I know that in my own career path. It's like I've known a lot of things. I've worn a lot of different hats, and some have taken off. Some have really, done a nosedive. But each one, it's like I was very invested in. And, it's a part of being able to let go of things that, it's like letting go of how one feels that something needs to be, your path forward. If you feel it needs to be a certain way, it's like you may be cutting yourself off for opportunities of, how they will actually open up and possibly be even better than just what you thought. So letting go, clearing space within your own heart for new things to come up, new opportunities, new people, right? It's like if we just hold on to all of these people that either have disappointed us or whatever that we've been connected with, it's like we can be living inside of a graveyard, where our inner self is just a, it's just a haunt, right? We're just haunted by the past. But the more that we can clear within ourself, and again, that word hope, it's a powerful word, because it allows for us to be able to move towards something that we don't know exactly how it's going to take shape, but we know that something is going to, come in for us. And what's coming in for me, like the King of Cups, that for me is it's a card of the healer. And that's a title that I don't, I resist it. Being a healer, only, in kind of the sense of like having it as the first thing in a bio, because I do resist it. And I know a lot of healers that do resist it, but I've done my share of healing for myself and others, and I think what the cards are telling me is that it's okay to still be in the work, and at some point it will just come more naturally. It's like forever it took me a long time to say, that I'm a wizard, right? And it's a pretty vague term, but a lot of people have like an idea of what that might be. Like I'm working a lot of magic here and there, but there is a quality of magic, that one is able to work. It's like with the tarot, it's like there are readings that come about in such a what I would term as like a magical way, where they're so like on point, and then have the ability for someone to see, how it's being reflected back to them, and to take in that energy, to take it in and say, you know what, you're right, universe. This is like the direction I'm headed in. When someone asks a question about their path, and if it's like a healing path, and then like the King of Cups comes up with like the Hierophant or something, that in the Wizard's Tarot is another healer. It's like why are you questioning your path at that point? You know, it's like, you know, these are the cards of the healer. And, you know, I guess I could ask myself the same thing. It's like, why am I questioning my path? And I do use the tarot as a means of healing. Again, you know, that which is helpful, that which is hopeful. These are parts of ourself that look to connect with the divine. These spiritual parts of us, the emotional parts of ourself that look to, you know, belong to the universe. But you know, where it's where they look to belong to, you know, your own path forward. You know, where you feel that connection, where you feel like a divine connection with, you know, source, God, universe, however you want to, you know, use that word. And then the Ace of Wands, it's like a new log to throw in the fire. You know, the wands, they represent spirit. They represent passion, that which we're passionate about, that which we're spirited about, you know, and when that is in sync with career, with being able to sustain ourselves, then we are ahead of the game. That is the truth. So a new opportunity and a new you know, log to throw on the fire there within our own being, our own spark, our own flame. And you know, I have been getting opportunities. I've been being asked to do more in the healing realm. And I've said yes to those opportunities. So it's not that I resist the act of being a healer as much as just the label of it. It's like, what type of healer am I? And once I have that a little bit more figured out, then you know, one can wear that mantle a little easier. You know, I know the type of wizard that I am. I am the Om Wizard. My Om Chant albums that are out there, which are also healing albums. But I'm, you know, the maxim on the Magician card, which is what, one hand, you know, up to earth, one hand up to heaven, the other to earth, as above, so below. You know, that's an incredibly powerful maxim, because one is drawing from divine guidance and, you know, looking to use that energy to manifest on the earth. And you know, one's part in that is to be the, you know, be the go between those, and to kind of clear out one's own crap so that it's a clear conduit. Right, I'm gonna ask one more. Life path. Life path. How is that different from career or relationships? You know, I feel that one's life path is, you know, without, like, if you were not, you know, involved in like having to do a job or a career, or you know, it's like, who are you at your core? Who are you at your core? And you know, what is the kind of the ultimate, like, goal or destiny? Lot of people ask about, you know, that, and it sometimes it goes dives into career and all that, but it can sometimes be just more, you know, you're wired to get something done. You know, and it can be an individual goal too. You know, it's just like you came into this life to clear out this karma with this group of people, or to learn the lesson of manifestation, you know, of like being in the world, because some people will retreat, you know, it's like the world is a little too much, and so they hide out, and you know, sometimes it doesn't matter what it is that you're doing. It's just like the fact that you're out there, you're engaging, you know, you're investing there. So I'm looking to see what the, wow. So the three cards that come up, the Ace of Pentacles, the King of Swords, and the Queen of Swords. And, you know, looking to see, you know, what those are all about. You know, what do I feel that those are all about? You know, because those are heavy cards, the swords. You know, the ones of the mind, and also the manifestation one, the Ace of Pentacles there. Let's start there. We'll start at the beginning. The Ace, it's a card of engaging in the world as far as manifestation, taking that which is within yourself and, you know, moving it outside, and taking, I see it as one of like opportunities that arise like outside of ourselves that we see before us. And, you know, do we hold ourselves back and say, oh, no, it's like another one will arise, another one will show up, or do we go for it? Do we take the opportunity? And you know, there's a path that leads up to the pentacle, and there's this open archway, and a fence, you know, but there's this opening there, and right behind it, there's this little creature type guy, you know, who he always reminds me of, like, it's like a fear, you know, like a little gremlin within ourselves that is the part of us that would hold ourselves back when opportunities arise, saying, oh no, you know, maybe that came too easy, or, you know, I'll just wait for the next one to come around, or, you know, just I don't know. I mean, what would happen if I succeeded at it, you know? I think part of my process and all has definitely been to you know, create opportunities and to take opportunities when they are given, when they are presented. You know, it's like a lot. If I look back, you know, on my progress, it's because I said yes to a lot of you know, different areas, you know, career and relationships and all. But it allowed for more knowledge, more experience, and that in turn, you know, is kind of like, it builds confidence. It makes you more adept at, you know, being with others. And, you know, the King of Swords in the middle, it's really interesting to me, you know, because it's both the King and the Queen. And I'm pulling from, you know, 78 cards here. So to get like this marriage, you know, of the king and the queen there both, you know, I mean that's like a unification. You know, where one is able to you know, be in harmony with themselves, right? And you know, for me, the King of Swords represents the communicator. It also represents the writer, which that is like, to me, is like, oh my God, no, because you know, just writing anything is just like a it's a chore for me. It's a chore, but I have expanded that meaning to be more, you know, where someone has a story to tell, or is you know, able to be in a place of you know, putting together a like a what's the word I it's like the production part is like, you know, coming to me. That's the part of it. You know, I mean, I've made films. I have, you know, created albums. I have I haven't written any books, thank God, because that would be the end of me. I'm pretty sure, you know, if I was forced to do that. Although, you know, it's like I write copy for ads, and I write meditations and all. You know, so I'm not fully allergic to it, but it's just a it's hard for me. You know, it's like if I was sitting at a keyboard and producing music, I can produce music all day long, and it's not a difficulty. But if I'm like asked to then put lyrics to the songs, or you know, write a story or something, it's like ah. But something about, you know, being in a place of authority. Too, the King of Swords are someone who go out and they present a like a version of what it is that they're trying to teach, and and stand in a certain like a knowledge, right? Like a firm knowledge, like they know what they're talking about. And the queen is the truth teller. And, you know, she uses that sword to kind of cut away the BS, right? The bullshit. Uses, you know, that sword to, you know, kind of pin someone down if they need it a little bit to get them motivated. But you know, that queen is all about honesty, honesty to others and within themselves. And you know, that's all three of these things are you know, a real trek as far as, you know, making sure that one is aligned with all of those, you know. And I can see where, yeah, it's like, you know, I could certainly like do better in all of these areas of you know, opening up to opportunity and allowing myself to become more of a communicator, you know, and allowing for how it takes place, you know, because it's not just writing books, it's not just radio. Or workshops, but these are all areas that, you know, coincidentally, you know, it's like I do, and I hope that I improve as I go, you know, because there was a time. It's funny. I was using the example to I think my class there on Monday of like when I was in junior high school, and it was the speech. What was it? Like 4 or 5 weeks of speech, right? Where English class kind of revolved, and it was like, okay, now it's where we're going to be working on speeches. And you know, if I could write a speech, then I can like get through it okay. It's like I remember they're broken down into, like, you know, a demonstration speech or a historical speech or an improvisation speech, you know, all these different types of speeches. And if I knew what I was going to be doing, then I was fine. I could, you know, I remember, you know, a few of the speeches that people would give. You know, one was how to make a banana split. You know, and it was that demonstration speech was something that, you know, one could kind of follow the steps to and all. And in my topic for that one was how to load a French wheel lock pistol from the 16th century. Oh, man, I was weird. comes in really handy, actually. Not. When it came time for me to give my improvisation speech, meaning one goes to the front of the class, all eyes on you, and a topic is thrown out. Okay, give a speech about such and such. I froze. It was like, it was a disaster. And I allowed for that experience to nestle in to me and be like, you know, something that haunted me. And it wasn't, you know, that I was, you know, chastised for it throughout, you know, the eternity of high school and all that. It wasn't like anything like that. But for myself, it really bothered me that I was not able to be able to talk, you know, about just anything. And so, you know, I really held myself back. As far as, you know, if someone had told me later, you know, be like, you know, you're going to have your own radio show and you're going to do other radio shows and you're going to teach class and you're going to do classes where you're not prepared, where you don't like just sit down and prepare everything. You're just going to, you know, you're going to wing it. I would have said, you are crazy. You are crazy. Crazy. But sometimes those areas that, you know, we start to get fearful in, it's like, you know, sometimes those are the areas they hold the key in which we can start to heal ourselves in. And I can see clearly through these three cards that I gravitated towards these areas because, you know, it's just part of my life path to be a communicator and to project, you know, clarity, honesty, and to, you know, not hold myself back. So that for me is really, really interesting. Life path. All right. So, you know, I also wanted to just pull one card too, to see if there was just something that was just ultimately hopeful. And is that possible? That, you know, one can pull a card and it's just like, oh, that's the hope card, you know. Maybe. But I'm just obviously not looking at them. Let's see what comes up. The Eight of Swords. The Eight of Swords. And I like to refer to that card as, you know, it's like the mind, the swords representing the mind. The mind, it only knows what it knows. It only knows what it knows. And if we were to just operate on that alone, it's like we wouldn't get anywhere. It's like, what else is pushing us? What else is like is allowing us to move forward? Because if we're just like operating within our own realm, you know, we can just like a computer, right, is programmed with all of its knowledge within itself, you know, unless it's hooked up to a Ethernet or whatever. But if it's not, then it's just like this self-contained thing that just has the knowledge that it has. And that's it. But it's like, where do you go from there? And humans, we have the capacity for projecting ourselves ahead. You know, for being in a place of where things can get better for us, where things can, where we're growing, and as we grow, you know, it's like we have a different set of things about us that we look towards. You know, it's like the things that we look towards when we're 20 are not the same things that we look towards when we're 10 or 30 or 40, you know, provided that we make it through, you know, that we're allowed to age and all. But that's hope too, right? That, you know, one can get older, you know, just experience more. And, you know, hopefully I'll become wiser. You know, but, you know, even that process of gaining wisdom doesn't mean that it's an easy road. It can be a kind of a harsh one too. You know, there are harsh truths out there. But that Eight of Swords, you know, it's a reminder that, you know, we look to other parts of ourself, our heart, our spirit, in order to get out of the prisons that we make for ourselves, the limitations that we make for ourselves. You know, I hope to be able to say that I'm a healer upcoming. I don't see how that's like, you know, I'm not in that space right now. But I hope to, and be out of that place of limiting myself. All right. I hope this is helpful to you, and hopeful, and healing. And my website, Jason D. McKean, JasonDMckean.com. I'm going to be out in the world there. So go check out the various workshops there in San Luis Obispo, Oakland, Las Vegas, North Hollywood, Simi Valley, Bark, the Valley. And also, you know, my OM CDs, the albums. So I mean, you can buy them as a CD, or you can buy them as MP3s. iTunes, Apple, other one, Amazon. They would love that. Oh yeah, the other one. Yeah, sure, buddy. You're off. You're out of here. No, they wouldn't do that to me. Anyway, many blessings, and I'll be back hopefully next week, and we'll do more. All right. Thank you for listening to Wizard Talk.